I'm good, and you? How was your day?
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Tired?
No.
No, you're not tired. Okay, that's very good. What time did you come back from school?
Two o'clock.
Ah, you finished early today.
Yeah.
And then what did you do after school?
I sleep.
Oh. So you had a very good how do we say, you have a very good rest. Okay, all right. Okay, let's start by checking on your homework for today, if it's okay. So I think you had to make some sentences, is it?
Yeah, a lot of sentences on each word.
That we have checked last time, is it? Okay, let's go. Can you try? Ali, let's go. The first one, what is it?
Achieve.
Okay.
He achieves his goal by working out every day.
Okay, perfect. He achieved his goal by working hard every day. That's very good.
Thank
Number
you.
two.
She jumps over the elders during the race.
Absolutely, very good. Number three.
The ship sails across the ocean every summer.
Perfect, because you put in the present tense. Okay. Next one.
Scientists study the weather at the South Pole.
I would say in the south, in Mauritius, in the South Pole. In.
At the South Pole.
Don't you think that in, we say in. In France, South Pole is a country. Okay, in South Pole, in Mauritius, in London, in Paris. Okay, but we say at the office. Okay, all right. Next one.
They qualify for the competition if they pass the test.
Absolutely. Next one.
Retired, my grandfather retreats from work next year.
Next year, okay. Now here is there are a lot of tenses that you can use. Okay, you can use will retire. Okay, or you can also use is retiring. Okay, next one.
Heaves drop. He heaves drops on their conversation to find out the secret.
Okay, next one.
No way. She says no way when he invites her to the party.
Invites
Invite.
when he invites her to the party. Okay, next one.
Cheer up. We tell him to cheer up when he feels sad.
Okay, next one.
Counts. Every vote counts in the election.
Perfect. Next one.
The trouble. He always aims to win the troubles in football.
Okay, next one.
Triathlon, as she trained out for the triathlon every weekend.
Okay, absolutely. Next one.
nervous. He feel nervous before speaking to crowd. To the crowd.
Okay. Next one.
She makes her debut in the teaser this week.
Okay, in the theater this week. Yes. Next one.
Progressed. He progressed quickly in his language study.
Okay, next one.
Anticipated. The fan anticipate the release of the new movie.
Perfect, yes.
Spell. The teacher spells the word slowly for the student.
Good, next one.
Evolving. The company evolves constantly to meet customer needs.
Absolutely. Next one.
Favorably, the new law affects the community favorably.
Favorably, yes. Next one.
Excited. She feels excited about her upcoming trip to London.
Good.
Journalist. The journalist writes a new article every day.
Article every day.
Article. Yeah. Restarted. The machine restarts after the technician fix it.
Okay. Next one.
Subtitle. He watched Fortnite film with the subtitles.
Subtitles
to understand them.
Okay, next one.
Actually, she actually prefers tea over coffee. Hero, the little boy sees his mother as his hero.
Okay.
Celebrity, the celebrity signed autographed for her fan. Challenge. He faced a big challenge in his job, in his new job. Exhausted. She feels exhausted after running a marathon. Adored. The dog adores its owner and follow him every day.
Perfect. Oh, you make a lot of sentences. How long did it take you to make this sentence? That's very good.
30 minutes, maybe.
Okay. All right. That's perfect. Perfect. Sentences was good. The tenses was good as well. Okay. It was simple sentences, which is quite good. And, you know, simple, direct, and no mistake.
Yeah.
Which is good. Okay, so for today, maybe today we can work a little bit about speaking. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what Pascal asked me to ask you, Antoine. Okay, would like to know more about your teacher, your teaching methodology, you know, your English classes at school. Okay, the time that you have in how many times, I mean how many times do you have English classes at school in 5 days? Okay, and if you could for the next lesson, maybe you know, for your next lesson, what you could do, Antoine, is you take pictures of your book. Can you do that? You can take pictures, or you can do screenshots, or I don't know if you can.
My book of English class.
Yeah. Like, for example, you know, it's divided into units, right?
Okay.
How is it divided? You have unit one, unit two, unit three.
No, just one.
No, I mean the chapter. Do you have different chapters in it? How is it?
I just do three chapter.
Okay, so what you do is you can send me a picture of your book, and then you can put it on the link and document if you can. You can take the picture, you can upload it
okay
on the link and documents, and then we can have a look at it.
Okay.
So maybe you could tell us
just I take you the photo, just the cover.
No, I mean that's why I don't know if you have the book in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do today? You have a comprehension? Do you have grammar?
Today
maybe you can go on the first page. You can have the chapters that you have in the book, the index.
My notebook or my book?
Your English book.
Ah, okay. So
page one, page two, what do you have, etc. So maybe you can take a picture of this and show it to me first. You can put it on Skype if you want, or for now, before I show you where to put it.
Okay. Okay.
No, you don't do it today. We can do it. You can send it to me tonight or tomorrow, and I can have a look at it. So I can ask you what to send me.
Okay.
Okay, so that you don't have to send me everything. So take pictures of the first page, you know, the pages, what you have, what content to what page that you have. Take the pictures, the first, you can do the revision one. Okay, starting from the first, second, third, we can check, have a look. So I can have an idea what you have, and then we can work on it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that's one. Also, yeah, he asked me to ask you a question about the teaching methodology. Tell me a little bit about how many classes do you have at school for English?
I have 3 classes at school.
Per week?
Yeah, for a week.
So what time is it?
I have 2 classes on Monday. And one on Tuesday.
Alors, so 2 classes of how many hours? 1 hour, 2 hours?
Two.
So 4 hours on Monday.
Ah, no. Okay. So 1 hour for 1 classes.
So 2 classes of 1 hour.
Yeah.
On Monday and on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, 1 classes for 1 hour.
1 class for 1 hour. And that's it.
Yeah.
For the week, huh?
Yeah.
Alors, tell me on Monday, what do you work on? What do you normally, your teacher, what does she do on Monday? In the first class of 1 hour, what does she do?
We correct the homework.
Okay.
She gives exercise of the lesson. So now it's superlative and comparative.
Okay, so grammar exercise.
Yeah. And okay. We correct it.
So you do during the class?
In the class, yeah, the exercise.
Okay, as classwork. Okay, correction. So that is in the 1 hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you correct? How does she make the correction? She make one by one to speak, to stand
yeah,
up.
Yeah, one by one. One by one. And we can correct in French A little bit. It's not only English. All the classes.
So basically, she used a bit of French as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So correction. For the correction, asking one by one.
Yeah.
To the student and use a bilingual of French. Okay. She used French to explain, or what is it?
Yeah, using French for explain and yeah.
She used or teach or the student use?
Use French.
Okay, so sometimes she used French to explain.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about in the second hour, in the second class?
We can do an expression oral.
What do you mean? Could you explain more about?
An expression spoken.
So you have a spoken exercise?
Yeah.
Like, for example?
There is an audio.
Okay.
And we have some question to answer after three listening of the audio.
Okay. Okay, I understand. So you listen to an audio three times and you answer the question.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have, does she make people speak like we are speaking right now? Do you have to prepare something? And
yeah, I have to prepare some things and...
Like what? Tell me the topic. Do you have to prepare a topic? Is it at home or?
Yeah, is it at
during the class?
It's a homework for Tuesday.
Like, what is it about? What do you have to prepare?
Prepare to we choose a paint in a painting by Norman Rockwell, and we have
talk
to present
it.
What?
Like you have to make a small presentation.
Yeah.
So it could be a paint, it could be an author, it could be what? It could be...
A paint,
an author, an artist, etc. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and on Tuesday, what you do? You make this presentation.
Yeah, I make this presentation. Yeah.
Okay, so presentation. Okay, like a small exposition. Specific. Okay. All right, okay. So tell me a little bit about your hobbies, Antoine. I heard that you like to play games. You're very good digital. Do you like manga?
Yeah, 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 yeah. a little bit. Yes, so how can I say?
What kind of manga do you like? And
I like One Piece, and Demon Slayer, and I like informatic too. So
what do you like in the informatic?
Some PC. So I demonted my, I mounted my PC. Part by part. So and that's it. And so I can play video games with it, and I have two screen. And that's it.
So what's your profession? What would you like to be or to work on when you become, you know, after your baccalaureate? What would you like to do?
I don't know now, but if I can do a job, I will probably do a cybersecurity job.
What makes you interested in this, and what kind of movies do you like to watch?
The subject is the informatics, so I like to do that, and that's real good for me, because I love doing that. So so if my job I will not late for the job.
No, I think you have to be passionate, huh? You have to be passionate about your job. About your job, you should have an interest in what you are doing. It's very important.
Yeah.
And if you have to change something, for example, in your work, in your school, what would you change if you have to change something? In your English classes, for example, what would you change?
Maybe you change that.
Do you think that everybody has a chance to speak in this, in
maybe change the test,
the English change the test.
English test,
the test. Okay,
yeah.
What about the test? Tell me what you don't like in there.
Because simple to learning what's English teacher wants we do. For example, how can I say? I don't know.
Take your time, you can tell me.
Wow, it's
What is not easy? It's not easy for what? Could you tell me more?
I don't have the word.
Okay, take your time, think about it. You can use the translator if you want to. No problem.
I don't have the rules of the exercise.
Even in French.
I don't know the rules of the sentences in the test of English. It's very hard to learn his rule of the some exercises they have on the test.
Okay, so you are trying to tell me. Okay, so is it because sometimes there are too many? How many tests do you have per year? How many tests do you have? Like, tell me about your assessment. Exactly, that's a very good thing that you are telling me now. Tell me a little bit about your assessment.
Assessment?
Oh. Assessment is test, evaluation. Mm-hmm.
Okay, since of no, my intent. I do some tests, comprehension, spoken.
So you have comprehension.
Yeah,
you have to read a comprehension, and then you have to read it and answer the question. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What else do you have
to do? I do a comprehension writing.
Okay. So you have now writing comprehension. What do you have to do? Tell me more about that.
The English teacher gives a topic and we have to do to write of this topic on 10 sentences.
So is it like a comprehension? No, is it like a picture composition? Is it like a composition?
Yeah.
Like you have like a day at the beach, for example, and you have to write it down. You have to write a story about this.
No? Yeah. It's that.
Okay.
It's that.
Okay, so assessment. You have how many assessments per year?
I don't know. Maybe.
How many tests do you have
in the year?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. I just check on my application.
And if you can, if you have the answer to some tests, some exercise that you have worked in tests your teacher has given you, you can show me as well.
Okay, I have 5 tests since a year.
Okay, 5 tests in a year. Okay, so you have reading. Comprehension.
Yeah.
You have writing.
Yeah.
Après.
Speak. Yeah.
Speak. Do you have to speak?
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Grammar? No.
Yeah, grammar. Yeah, grammar. I have grammar. Grammar to grammar.
Okay. Après, that's it?
That's it.
Okay. I'll show you if you go on the course history. Please go on the course history for the lesson that we have planned, that we have, that I have written today. You will see it.
Okay, reading comprehension.
Yes. Tu vas dire, non, c'est, I put general conversation based on schooling, etc. Lesson 7.
Ah oui, okay.
Okay. Open it. You will see I have put an exercise for you to do on that.
Okay, past, restore, fans, is that?
Okay, you can see that?
Yeah.
So it's quite a lot, but I know you will have time to do it. Now, this is a small fill in the blank. Okay, so as you can see, you have the fill in the blank, you have the vocabulary, and the synonym. Synonym is to find the same word, the same meaning from the column. Okay, so you can do that for the next lesson, and we can correct it.
Okay, yes,
okay. Now, when you are, you can see there is a lot of words in the text, like fill in the blank. So if you don't know the meaning, you find the meaning in the dictionary, not the translator, and you write down the meaning.
Okay,
like for example, you got pass, restore, fan, etc. You can find the meaning of this. Okay?
Okay.
And I'll see you next week.
Okay, see you next week.
See you soon. Take care.
Okay, thank you.